Before we start, Simen Reish Tzadik Zayin, that speaks about Hilchus B'Samim B'Shas Avdolim, I'd like to learn with the Olam Bir Halacha and the end of Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, which is very much Negeya. The Mechaber brought down a machlekes hapeiskim, if a woman is mechuyev in avdolim, the mechaber paskins that she is mechuyev in avdolim, and then he brings down yesh mishecholik, and she's not mechuyev in avdolim. Now let us look in the middle of the bir aloche, the diba maschali avdilu la'atzmon. In the middle of the Bir Halacha, Omista Pakno. So the Bir Halacha says, I have a suffix. This is around five lines from when the Bir Halacha starts. Omista Pakno. Afilu Lamando Oma Denoshim Chayoves Bahavdole. Afilu, we will assume that women are Chayu Bahavdole. Im chayoveis bebirchas haner, but adem mechuyim in the brocha boire meyore heish. The bishloima havdole, there's a avshu who's man gromim, even though havdole is a mitzvah asay shaz man gromim, and the mechaber paskins she is chayiv, Nichleles b'mitzvus b'zocher shishayeches l'shabbos. Ach Moshe Kosov HaRambam. The reason that she's chayiv b'havdola, even though there's a mitzvus asay shazman gromet, the reason is because the mitzvah of havdola is nichlal and the mitzvah of zocher Hashem Shabbos l'kadshoy. One should be maskir Kedushas HaShabbos, say when the Shabbos comes in, and say when the Shabbos leaves. So we learn now to whoever is mechuyev b'shomer, whoever is mechuyev in the lavin of Shabbos, is also mechuyev in this zechira of Shabbos. So that is why women are mechuyev in Kiddush, and women are mechuyev in Avdolah. Av shehu's man gromer nichlales b'mitzvah d'zocher she shaychel l'shabbos. This is a Shabbos like a mitzvah that no shema mechuyev. Ma she'en kein ner the broche boirei meyorei ha'ish has nothing to do with Shabbos. Chazal tell us meitzoi Shabbos was hoy Shabbos and it was pitch black. And the Rabbeinu Shalom gave all the Marishan Das how to make a fire. And he made a fire, and that illuminated the darkness. Was a Mardike Simcha. And that is, so it comes out that the Bria of Eish, the Odom was Nishadish Meitzoi Shabbos. But this has nothing to do to the mitzvahs of Shabbos. V'hi z'man grome, this is a broche in a mitzvah that is only done at a certain time. Minolon de chayove, so how could we say that she's mechuyev in this broche? V'ein loimar kivin shenigbas bebirchas avdole, since the broche of boire moire ha'ish goes into the set, there's a set when you make avdole, you make al hayayin, you make al absomim, you make al aner. So since it's a part of birchas avdole, chodedinalu, so it's one big aloche. The Zainoi, she says it's not true. The Yechaylim Lavoich Oysa Bifnei Atzma Gamkein, it's not an intrinsic chaylik of Havdole. One can make Boire Moire Eish Shaloy Alakois. Number one. Number two, V'gamei Mechuyim Lachzer Acheru. There's no chiv if a person doesn't have a fire. There's no chiv for him to search to get a fire, to make Boire Moire Eish. If he has it, it's good. If he doesn't have it, So there's no chiyuv to get it. So it's not like mitzvahs avdola. Mitzvahs avdola, you have to make avdola. But this mitzvah is unique. If you have an eish, you can make bermesh afilu without a kois. If you don't have an eish, you don't have to make it at all. So it has no connection at all with mitzvahs avdola. So it could very well be that a woman is potter. Ulai, but maybe even the lechatchila mitzvah lesadron biyachad, there is a mitzvah to say it ala kois, chododinahu. So it's one, it's a set. It's connected with mitzvahs avdola. Lechatchila one should say it ala kois. It's preferable. So it could be it is all dinim of avdola. So since noshim achayiv avdola, the chayiv also b'irim b'ireish. So he has a suffix. So what does he say? The yoiser nochein loymar de'ene chayeves bebirkas aneh lekulam. So lemaise, the Mishnah Brura says that she is not chayiv. She is not chayiv, period. That's what he holds. It's not havdola, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and he holds that she's not chayiv. Now, if she's not chayiv, so others say, so therefore, it's preferable. So just like the Rambam said, that by havdola alone, she shouldn't make havdola, and someone should be mitzi her. So it's preferable that someone should be mitzi her, and the bracha of Beirei Me'irei Eish. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says, so according to this Bir Alochem, let's say the minig is that Tisha B'Av, by after Meirev, the minig is in shul, we make Boire Moire Ha'ish, and then we learn Eichov. And then Havdalah is said, Meitzoy Tisha B'Av on Sunday. But the Boire Moire Ha'ish is said Shabbos in shul. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if a person has a wife, so it is preferable either he should make Boire Meire Eish before he leaves to shul, if it's Mitzoy Shabbos, or he should not be Yotze with the Boire Meire Eish in shul and say it for her. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. And that's according to this Bir Alochem. Lemaise Dirshu brings down, there are other poskim that hold, afilu, she is not mechuyim, if she wants to, she can make the bracha. That he brings down from Rav Moshe, and Rav Yashem, and Rav Chaim Knievsky. So we have here, it is preferable that zicha she should be yitzah with someone else, but if she wants to make the bracha herself, yesh lo amilismoich, there are daily a poskim that hold she could make it herself. Now, reish tzadik zayin dinei psomim lahavdola. Mevorech ala psomim, im yesh loy, if a person has psomim, so he makes beirim in psomim. Vim ein loy, if he doesn't have psomim, ein tzorech lazachem, there's no chiyuv to search for them, to try to get them. If you have them, matayv manoim. If you don't have them, you'll make avdola without psomim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mevorech al psomim. V'abroche hu, what is the broche that is made? Boirei minei psomim. Psomim, that's the broche you make. Al eze min shehu, whatever the mean is that you are making the broche is boire mine besamim. Af shebechoil, during the week, there are different types of samim, and there's different nuschois an each voice and what to make. Avshe b'chil tzoich l'voich al kol min b'vilcho k'vilcho soy. Dahainu al atzei v'somim b'yrei atzei b'somim. V'al izbei v'somim b'yrei izbei v'somim. Uch izbeleu b'simen reish tezayim. V'ayin shom oid kamo plotim b'zad. There are different broches that are made on the different types of dvorim which give out a good odor. There's other, you make a brocha shenosan reich toiv bepeiros, if it's a peiri that has a good reich. So, l'chayrem, he just started off by saying, you make boira mine besomim. You make, and the matter is what your besomim are. How did he say such a generality? Mikol mokem v'moitzoi Shabbos mavorchin ala kol boirei minei v'samim. Boirei minei v'samim is a brocha kolelis. It's equivalent to a shahakel by a birchas hanenin. That means by a birchas hanenin, l'chatchila, you make a b'priyaz, a b'priyaz. But al kaponim, b'dieva, the shahakel will part everything. So boirei minei v'samim is a brocha kolelis that practice all meaning. Why should we do such a thing? Why don't we make a broche proteus? Kidei shelo yavoyu litois ahamoin am. That means the havdola, everyone makes havdola. Those who learned Simen Reish Tezayin, those who learned Simen Reish Tezayin that speaks about the different Proti Alochas on each Boisem, there are not too many people who know this. And since the Havdalah everyone makes, Shein Akel Bekiyim Bechol Brocha Miyuchedes, Ava Babrocha Zu Yoitzi Alokel, Chumoshe Kosav Shom Besif Aleph, so therefore, they made a takon already that, listen, let's not get into problems. Maitzoi Shabbos will start getting flustered, and what was it you make? And then, so they made already that the broche should be made, the broche that partes kol minei psomim, and that's broche minei psomim.
So they have to be, kassos?
What? No, love that, Ken. Perfume to learn Eidi cannot be used, but it doesn't have to be Gedulei Karka. We'll see soon. Omikomokin, lechatchile. So that is the reason of the minig. The minig is, you look in your siddur, the siddur says, b'yaminei b'somim, and that was, it seems that was niskam, that broche should be made for all minei b'somim. ומכל בוקם, לחתחילם, טוב יויסו שיקח לבסומם דובו שבחוסוי בוירי מיני בסומם. But it would be preferable, that means if he would take the somim, that the broche is boire mine psomim. Kegoin ha musk shekoyim pizim. This is musk, and this comes from an animal that grows in the gland of an animal. A certain comes from the sweat of the animal, and it has a moire de kereyach. It's not kedulei karka. And here on this, it's another muskin. It's a very good reyach. Others have the skin of the animal that has this, that's from this gland. So if a person has this, this is ideal because he's making the brocha boire mini psomim, and this is the proper brocha to make on this musk. Oy negelech, or cloves. שגם זה להרבה אחרונים בחוסי ובוירי מיני פסומים. Again, cloves, there are חילוקי דייס. If that is the proper broche, others say you make a different broche on cloves, but Roiv Achroinim hold that is the proper broche. So therefore, it would be ideal by when you make the Bichas Somim to have cloves, so you are taking making the proper broche on the Somim.
But I mean, what's it only one?
No, no, no. Because the chilukim, other minim, maybe say atzei psalmim, izbei psalmim, close is a machloikis, what you say. In loiv oiskimod, you say minei psalmim. So memele, so he says, take loaves, which according to loiv oiskim, this is the ideal bracha that should be said. Mutter Lavoich Boyre Mine Bissomim al Pupelin Shekirin English Pepper. English pepper, exactly what this is, I don't know. But it seems this had a either a pleasant odor or a strong odor. They don't bring down this, I don't know. Shigam Zehu Bechlal Bissomim. That is this English pepper, aber bestam pulpulin, yesh teyes bein apoiskim vavisofik broche. So, don't, some pepper, there's a machloikis, vechein zangbel, ginger, shakarin ingber, is also a sofik. If it is good for besamim, so don't use it. Ein etzorich lachzachayim, shem ebrochem arleyim, elo lohoshiv hanefesh, Shikai Eves Miyitzias HaShabbos. That means the Takana was, that means everyone, Chazal Darshan's Vayishboi Saloshan Vayishovas, that the after the Shabbos leaves, everyone has some sort of a depressed feeling. So memele, so the psalmim are mechazik the nefesh, the ravosh and neshama nehenis, kol neshama taloko. Person is the reyach is something that that the neshama and the nefesh derive enjoyment from. So in order to take away this depressed feeling that the Yetzias HaShabbos brings with it, so that's the reason of the Inyan to make this bracha. So therefore, if you have a Shikavis Yetzias HaShabbos, what? If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, it's, so there's no chiyuv. That means this was, this bracha was given litoyeles. If you have it, it's gewaldig. If you don't have it, it's Shulchan, God brings down. There's another inyan of psalmim. He says the rishonim go back to Gehenim, and the Gehenim has a terrible odor. We have to know it's not. There's a terrible odor in the Gehenim. So al kaponim somehow. This affects every person. Emile Chosi Masli Chosli. So that's why there's an inyan of psalmim. But again, if you have it, it's gewaldic. If you don't have it, there's no chiyuv to be lachzach leo. Yeah. Kosva achoinim, sha'af mi shem is'ane b'shabbos, a person who fasted Shabbos. So usually the neshama yaseira that a person has is something that he has more enjoyment, more taivas achilem. A person who fasts on Shabbos, so l'chayre, there'd be a svara to say he didn't have a neshama yaseira on Shabbos, because he didn't have tanugei Shabbos. Tzorich levoich al psalmim b'maitzoi Shabbos, because he had a neshama yaseira leil Shabbos. He fasted in Shabbos. But leil Shabbos he had a neshama yaseira. So therefore, there's an inyan of besomim. Ma she'ein ken b'yom ha'kippurim, av k'shechal b'shabbos, ein tzorich levoich b'mitzvah yom ha'kippurim on the besomim, because there was no neshama yaseira, since it was a yom ha'tainis, so there's no inyan of besomim. Steve Beis, ein mevorchim al besomim shel beis ha'kisei. Psalmim of a Beis HaKisei, that means their purpose is to camouflage the Reyach Ra of the Beis HaKisei. But that means that's their whole Tafkid and Tachlis. It is not a tafkid to give a good reyach. The nika tafkid is to camouflage the bad odor that comes out from the beis hakisei. V'loy shel meisim, or there also used to be some that were miyuchid to put over the mitas hameisim. Some mail also, the purpose of these psalmim again was not l'shem hano, no, l'shem l'havor asichin, to take away the bad odor. V'davka nesunim l'maylo mimitosei shel meis. These psalmim, their purpose was to again to camouflage the bad reyach of the meis. But we'll see, there used to be some that was not l'mayla mimitosi, that was lifne mitosi. These some, their purpose was to be mahane do'ilam. So mamela, they were put there l'shem hanoh, so you can make a brochem. V'loi al some she b'misibois oivdei kechovim. Some that were used by a gathering of goyim. The gathering was, there was a suda, and then there was psalmim in the room for this gathering. Why? The stam mesibosan lavedes kechovim. A normal mesibe shalachile of goyim was for eventually to for the tachlis, even though they were goyim. That means the tchilis hamesiba was l'shem achila, but the mesiba ended up with something for avodah zarah. So we say, so these besomim were for avodah zarah. Hago v'imberech al besomim elu lo yotzo. He wasn't yotze. So you did not accomplish anything. I think one of the Mefarshim says that the purpose of psalmim is lahoshi v'sanefesh. The person is depressed. This is meishim nafesh nafshay. These psalmim bring agmas nefesh, not hashavas nefesh. So you didn't accomplish anything. So therefore you should find different psalmim and make a broch on them. So chlaser olamorich alacherim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shabbos akisei v'loi. The lav l'recha avidi. The purpose is not to give out a pleasant odor, ella liburi reyach hasichan, to take off, camouflage the bad odor. L'mayla mimitosoi, so that is also for that purpose. Avol nesunim lifnei mitosoi, the psalmim that were put in front of the mitim, mevorchim shan yoimul chvoid chayim heim asuyim, these psalmim were made for the covered those who came to the Levi, to the Hesped, and it seems that is l'shem hanom. Shebemesibis ayvdei kechov, hayne shemesubim l'achil l'sudev. They are coming to eat. Avim lehoyu mesubim klal, if they didn't come together to eat, but the Levoich al psomim shalahem, v'chei masik atas olochem semerei sadekresim kotnei. Mikol mokim kosum lebesoiv, detoiv lechatchil olochei shalodas rabbeinu yoinem, Desviralei destam psomim shaloivde kechovim oimed lebesoif lemochom lavedes kilulim. Rabbeinu Yoine holds that every psomim that a goy possesses is oimed eventually to be sold for avedes zarim. Ve'ein lemorech aleim, im loy bemokim shenirei shemayim lavedes kilulim. Unless from we can tell that these psomim will not be used for avedes zarim, kegoyin shohu tagor, he's a wholesaler, a businessman, v'dakelim karoisim lanoshim harbe. So there we can assume that this will not be used for avodah zarah. Shenakilosim of psalmim latavshil shaloi, or he uses these psalmim to be give a good taste to the tavshil. Hazanisa bochaleim afilu das chabeinu yoinet. Seed gimel. Stakim malayim besamim. There used to be sacks full of psalmim. Shemesimim ha'enam Yehudi toich kankane hayayin. And the goyim who had wine, now their wine is stam yeinam, is also fine. And they used to take these sacks and submerge them in the wine. And the tachlis was that the psalmim gave a good reyach to the wine. Now, fine, they did this, wasn't the wine for 10 days. Fine, then they took out the sakim. They finished already. So Shaila is one permitted, does one permit to make a brocha on them? Are they usable for Havdalah? Af alpi shemuta lahoriach behem. La loche, it's muta lariach. That means even though they were put into stam yenom, which is also, you're allowed to smell them. We'll see why in Mishnah Berurah. But ein mavdilin aleim. These psalmim should not make, one should not make abdola on them. Lariach behem. So the shaila is why not? Well, why is it mutter to be mariach lechayre? It has on it yayin stam yenom, which is also. So he says, "Sheina yayin noisem bem tam ki ein derer sheyirichu absomim mehayayim el adarabe him noisem tam behayayim." That means the tachlus of the psalmim is to give a tam to the yayin, not the other way around. So the tam of the psalmim, that's the ikir tam, and so therefore that's what I'm smelling. The whole kavon is a lareyach hatavlin. So therefore, legabi iser beheta, one is permitted to smell the psalmim. But aim avdilin aleim the mois hu legavoya. But it's mois legavoya. Since this was used to give a tam and stam yenom, which is also, so such things, such besomim are not preferable to be used for bichas abdolot. Mois legavoya, period. Kosav atas kam, anu halocha, leil besimen reish yudzayin. De'ein mevorkin al reyach shebekli shenivla boy al yidei habsomim shoye boy mitoidim. If you had a receptacle, the psomim were in this receptacle, and the reyach of the psomim became nivla in this receptacle. That means I take an empty receptacle and I can smell it, and it smells very good. So the Tzah says, but you can't make a brocha. That's called a reyer shein boy iker. That means it's a reyer, but since it's not coming from any iker, one cannot make a brocha. Vim roye shebishulei hakli yesh ovok mishiyurei absomen. But if in the bottom of the keli there's still some remnants of the psalmim, so we have remnants which are giving out a reyach. So then this is permissible. It's called a reyach sheyesh boy ikka. Now, Siv Dalit, Nogu Levoich Alohodos Kol Heicha De'efshah. The Mechaber says, the hodos that one used in Sukkis, so after Sukkis, if it is possible, we'll see what the shail is, he should make a broche on this odos. If it's possible, Hago, so the Ramah says, V'yeshoim remdein levorech alohodos ayomish, one should not make a broche. Dein a meriach, because it doesn't have, even though it has some sort of a smell, but since it dried out already, so the reyach is very weak, so it is not a reyach that one can make a bracha. Rak al Shabbos. And once you make a bracha, that means there is a concept, and we'll see in the Mishabur, Kivin this Amid Bo Mitzvah Chodeh. Since with this Hodos, one mitzvah was done. You were the Mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Tilis Alad Minim, the whole sukkah with it. It's not poshet. So there'd be a concept to do another mitzvah with it. But there's a connection, but you know, there's no reyach. The reyach that he gives out is very weak. So the Ramah says, so when it comes, the here, the lumdus is not sufficient. You need a metzias of reyach. So therefore, you should make al shab summon. Now we don't make under hodas because there's a very shvach reyach. V'nireli, but Sadr says, you know, I hold of an etzim. The yesh laniach kam hodos im absomim, put the hodos together with the psomim. So the reyach you'll have a choshim reyach from the psomim. But you have there the psalmim with the hodas also, and whatever it's accomplishing, it's accomplishing. So this is the nature of the Ramon. Allah hodas, look to me some perish to shalulas, given this habit bochod the mitzvah, rabbit bo mitzvah chit, with avke bishaye maisa shone. There's an Indian to use this hodos. V'loi besukkes, the huktzel mitzvosai. Sukkes alone and the yontav of sukkah, you're not allowed to smell the hodos because it was huktzel, it's muvdol for the mitzvah of netile kol yimei sukkes. U'mashev kosav kol heichad ha'emsher, the mechaber said you should be Mavorich Allah Hodos, if it is possible, Aina Kolhecha Diyesh Bei Oid Reyach Tzas. If there is still some sort of an odor, Mitzvah Lechabchil Hadiracha, Chen Kosov Bezoyer, that there's an Indian to smell Hadassim Meisoi Shabbos. Vismach Ledova, Vesachas Hasirbo Yala Hadass, Vesomach Leishomer Shabbos Mechaloloi, so it would seem from the Smiches Apsukim that after Shabbos, one should take a hodos. No. No, you shouldn't.
Before
you can do it, and they say it's and it's a different bracha. But sukkis and sukkis a mitzvah. Vayeshem im smirlu the kimishin is yabesh. So that means the machlik is the machaber and the ramah. If it has a weak reyach, if this is enough to make a broch on it, so the ramah says ima b'samim. So put it together with the other psalmim. We may lo yochel lemorich gam al asabim sheyesh lem reyach toim v'chanabes if got nalef. So put it, take a hodos and put it with something else and shalom al Yisrael. Does oisim kikulei alma. Period. Now something new. Ayin betaz shekosav amadi isa betur b'shem chabeinu Ephraim. Now, something very interesting. Shahoyeloi zechuchis miyuchedes. He had a special jar. Shahoyu bo minei besamim. There were minei besamim. Vahoyo mavorich aleim. And he had put away a jar, and that was miyuched to make birchas besamim on it. And every week he made the bracha minei besamim on these besamim. So what are we saying over here? The avdel halacha yesh letzadik. The yochel avorich bracha minei besamim gam al besamim shaminochim bebayis letzayrech tapshu. Even shenoit lebata biyodei lariach bem. That means it's a very big shaila. If you have psalmim which are oimed to be used as tablin, What is their Iker Shimush? Others say you can only make Boire Mine B'somim on something that's Miyuchet Lehoriach. But if the Tachlis is you put it into a Tamshul to give a Tam that has a good Reach, but the Tachlis is the Tamshul, the Brocha Boire Mine B'somim was not fed on this. So now the shaila is of a person who will go to the pantry and he has besomim that is aimed to be put into the tafshilim, and he takes out before Abdullah, he doesn't have he takes out before Abdullah these besomim, and he's going to make Boire Mine besomim on them. So there's a smaller to say, since now he's taking it lehoriach, even though ladies want to put it back, but now he's taking it lehoriach, so it has his yichud that he took it now lehoriach gives it a shame somim, and he's permitted to make a brocha. That's a smaller to say, but the Rabbeinu Ephraim did not want to be soimach on this, and now it's somim and 10 minutes later it's going to be tablet. He didn't like that, so therefore he took somim, he put them in a jar, he told his rabbi, so listen, these somim, we're not going to put in the tafshilim, these are oimed lari. So this was a hinder of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. So that's what we're saying, that's what the Taz says.
So when I'm out of, you couldn't find the somim at Starbucks coffee, there's something that wouldn't be probably the special thing it is.
So, coffee, it smells good.
So it won't.
So if you open up a jar, I mean,
so the freezer, I open it up.
But what is a freezer?
No, it's like it's in a bag.
And
It's like it's ground coffee.
Ah.
But I went right out, and I would think myself just didn't seem maybe right for some odd reason, but maybe.
Yeah, it could be. It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea, but we'll get back. It's brought down. You make on coffee. You can make a brach on coffee. But I don't know if it's alcohol. The shalv you make a shanosarech teba peiris. Maybe there's a different nusach. But again, since we just learned that by Abdullah we make a standard nusach. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Listen, if I'm taking it now, Lariach, now there's a Chshivus of Psalmim. 10 minutes later, it's going to be different. Mikol Mokim, Rabbeinu Ephraim also said, Le Mitzvah min Hamuvro, Sheyichet Oysa Mitchila L'Shem Reyach Mitzvah. That he was miyached, that these are going to be Eimelech mitzvah. V'chein oigim reiva oilam. Reiva oilam does this minig, she miyachdim kli lozeh. There's a special keli that holds the psalmim. V'koyim oisei hadas. The kli is called hadas, Hashem sheminichim shabaderes reishoinim. Hadas kedei lahariach. So Mamela, so that is a mini koilom, even though meikaradin it is not necessary.
Good.